Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Live cattle and feeder cattle futures markets were actually kind of the calmest ag futures contract today. The April live cattle were $1.57 lower at $137.47. As we wind down that April, we still got a month and a half to go, but it looks like 138 is the cash trade this week, so we're right in line with that. The June live cattle down $1.70 at $133.70. The August $135.40 down $107. Now, midday box beef was $252.79 on choice. It was up 35 cents. The select was down 46 at $244.48. That box beef just keeps coming down. I think that's weighing on the cattle, live cattle. Now, also, this is ongoing, you know, big placements over the last couple of months have been weighing on it as the number of cattle in feed losses just surged. Feeder cattle today were unchanged in the March. It looks like at 154. April's down about 10, 160.22. The May's down 72 at 165.57. August down 75 at 178.65. And then the hogs down $1.75 in April at 101.17. May's down 82 here at 107.40. We're all kind of watching this feeder cattle market. You know, typically, the seasonals are that the market makes lows here with early placements and not that many cattle on wheat. It doesn't look like that's probably going to be the trend this year.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
If you're looking for some great limousine genetics, take a look at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale coming up Saturday, March 12th, 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 90 LimFlex bulls. You can attend the sale in person, or you can watch and participate with dvauctions.tv. The sale catalog is available on the Coyote Hills website, coyotehillsok.com. Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 12th, 1 p.m., Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
Well, we actually had a USDA monthly report today for the grain futures, and it usually those are really big things. It didn't seem like it was a main thing today. There's several things that seem to be much bigger. But this report had wheat ending stocks here in the U.S. at 653 million bushels. They're looking for 628, so it was bigger than expected. Corn was 1.44 billion. That was lower than expected. And then soybeans were 285 million bushels. They're looking for 278. So it was a little bearish for wheat and soybeans. And immediately following that, the market went limit down. There was some talk that it was another 40 or 50 cents lower synthetically at the close for the Chicago wheat anyway. Corn today was going to be down just a hair, down about, well, I say a hair, 15 to 20 cents. The beans are down 10 to 20 cents. Of course, wheat's down 65. December cotton, or 85. December cotton's down 42 at 101.65. Big moves in the energy markets today. It was kind of the storyline of the day. We have April crude oil currently down about $15 a barrel. April heating oil, which is diesel, down about 97 cents a gallon. The unleaded gasoline down about 38 cents a gallon. So the energy market is just getting destroyed today.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.